USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The death toll in the south from a strong storm system that's now affecting the northeast is up to 8, and the storm is now threatening at least a half dozen states, including Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and New York. Heavy rain and winds up to 70 miles an hour are likely.
This has meant so much to me and my family, this tournament, and to have everyone here.
Tiger Woods on the importance of his family being there when he won the 2019 Masters Tournament at Augusta National in Georgia yesterday, his first Masters win since 2005. South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg is officially running for president in 2020, the 37-year-old Democratic mayor making the announcement yesterday in South Bend. He's hoping to become the first openly gay, as well as the youngest U.S. president ever. And this is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
The tradition, the suspense, the race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends in April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
So far, 19 Democrats have launched a run for the White House in the 2020 election in Dublin, California.
Backed by my neighbors who have always been in my corner to declare my candidacy for President of the United States of America.
Representative Eric Swalwell made his announcement before a hometown crowd, calling for a ban on military-style semi-automatic weapons, while saying you can keep your pistols, long rifles, and shotguns. But, he said, he wanted to ban the most dangerous weapons of war. In South Bend, Indiana, Mayor Pete Buttigieg officially kicked off his campaign for the Democratic nomination, taking a swing at President Trump's campaign slogan, Make America Great Again.
The problem is that they're telling us to look for greatness in all the wrong places. Because if there is one thing that the city of South Bend has shown, it's that there is no such thing as an honest politics that revolves around the word again.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The man accused of a horrific attack on a child at a Minnesota mall talks about his motive. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
A criminal complaint says the man accused of throwing a five-year-old boy off a third-floor balcony at the Mall of America told police he went to that mall near Minneapolis looking for someone to kill. Emmanuel Aranda was charged Monday morning with attempted premeditated first-degree murder for the attack on Friday that left the child fighting for his life. The complaint filed in Hennepin County says the child and his mother were standing outside a restaurant when Aranda came close to them, then just picked up the child and threw him over the balcony. The complaint says Aranda told cops he'd been coming to the mall for years looking to talk to women, but after being rejected repeatedly, it caused him to lash out. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Charges have been dropped against a Maryland woman who's accused of assaulting White House advisor Kellyanne Conway. Prosecutors have asked a judge to dismiss the charges against the woman who was charged with second-degree assault and disorderly conduct following a confrontation last October in Maryland. Conway told police she was attending a birthday party with her teenage daughter when someone grabbed her shoulders from behind and started shaking her. Conway said the woman yelled at her for around 10 minutes before being escorted out. The woman sent Conway a letter apologizing for the incident. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And I'm Georgine Trinkle, and we're live here in the studio. And we're running a little late today. Who knows what we're doing here, but hopefully we're on the air here and everything's going well. I'll tell you why I was a little late. It's because today is April 15th, and I had to mail my taxes. I know, nothing like waiting for the last minute. And the last pickup at the Flemington Post Office is 5 o'clock. So therefore, there were about 100 people all trying to get into the little post office with the crazy parking lot, which has different ins and outs. And I'm lucky I turned around, but I made it here. We got our news on, and I think we're Facebook live streaming. And today is a special day with the taxes, because it's April 15th, and I have a guest in the studio, not my planned guest, so that just goes to tell you a little bit how life is really turns out the way it's supposed to. Sometimes we don't really know, but I was lucky to have Janice Kovach with me here today, so we're going to meet and do some things anyway, so this turned out really great, so thanks for joining me. All right, we have to catch up on some commercials. I always do a quote, though, so we're going to get that done, and then we'll do our commercials, and then we'll be back and get our show on the road here. So our quote today is from Things They Don't Tell You About Capitalism. So here it is. Once you realize that trickle-down economics does not work, you will see the excessive tax cuts for the rich as what they are. So that is from an interesting book about recession and social justice and taxes. Not always our opinion, but I always like to have different quotes on our show. So now we're definitely in the process of paying the bills here. We'll do our first commercial, and I'll get you the weather, too. We're really behind here. Stay with us.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot and Hunterd In every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot and Hunterd In provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
All right, that was our quick commercial. The weather, all right. So it's like, is it the tundra when it's windy?
Is that what it is, or the vortex?
The vortex?
I don't know. It's something.
Okay, well, whatever it was, that's what's going on outside right now. And the power was flickering. I was in Hunterdon County, and I was pretty sure earlier I was going to lose power. My modem went down. I was trying to email something just to add it to my angst of a day here, but it's 48 degrees. I think it was 60 this morning. I really don't know what's going on, but the rain's gone. The wind is still acting up, although there's no cute little symbols on my phone where it usually says that it's going to be windy. So let me tell you, tomorrow, go outside. 61 degrees. Get rid of all of those weeds that have sprouted up everywhere. Enjoy the daffodils, and even the dandelions. I happen to love dandelions. So we have 60 degrees tomorrow, beautiful sunny day with a low of 40. We still have a little sun on Wednesday with a high of 63, just dipping down to 40 Wednesday night. But then the rain comes. So we're looking at rain on Thursday and a high of only 54. Friday we have thunderstorms, but it's warmer, 67. And Saturday, which may be some Easter egg hunt days, we have 68, but total rain. And Sunday, which is another rainy day, and also Easter Sunday, we have a high of 62. It's nice. The evenings, we're really just have that cold Tuesday night at 40. Otherwise, we're in the upper 40s or 50s for our evening low. So we'll take that. We'll do one more commercial, and then we'll be back.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
All right. Sorry, and we're back on the air. So if you're Facebook live streaming, you'll see that I hope Chris from Hunterdon Chamber Radio doesn't watch the different videos that we put up and stream live, because I've had all kinds of disasters in this studio with witnesses. So today is the headset, but it's still early in the game here. And look, I could put things back together. No problem. All right. So hopefully we're doing okay here. So I need to figure out which mic you're on. You're supposed to be on mic 3. So we'll do a test here. Can we hear you, Janice?
Can you hear me?
No, I cannot. All right. So we're going to switch you. Yeah, we're going to switch you over. That is mic 3. All of our mics are nicely labeled in the studio. Why that's not working, I don't know. And maybe it's me that's not working. All right, so that one is, I think, 4.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, that's there you go.
4. All right, so we have to send a little note to Michelle. When we have little hiccups in the studio, I always try to let someone know so the next guest doesn't have the same hiccups. So for some reason, mic 3 is an issue. So, all right, so we're on Hot and Hunterdon today. I'm so glad that you could join us.
I've been looking forward
to your visit here. So everyone doesn't know you, so why don't you tell everyone where you rule?
Sure. So I am the mayor for the town of Clinton. I have been mayor for 8 years. And prior to that, I did a little stint down in Trenton where I worked and ran the New Jersey Division on Women.
She's pretty modest. The little stint.
A couple of hours.
Left a lot of impact for a lot of people.
Thank you.
It was when there was a Division on Women.
Yes.
Which the entire department has been eliminated under DCA. There's no longer a Division on Women.
No, they did move it over to DCF. We did manage to keep it as a division and not make it an office, which is what they had initially tried to do. There is I don't know if she's been confirmed yet, but there is an acting director. There was an acting director at the division. So I'm hoping that they're able to bring back a lot of the programs that, you know, we worked so hard on and were just so important to the state and to the communities.
It was really an amazing division when you ran it.
And there's
unfortunately, some things have been eliminated, and that's what happens when someone's not advocating every day,
right,
reminding legislators what's happening, why it's needed, where their constituents need services, and an effective form of resources in the community.
Right. No, that's absolutely true.
So you're very modest, so I just had to jump in there for a minute on that.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
And the mayor of Clinton, and that's the town of Clinton.
The town, not the township.
So does that run Republican, Democrat, Independent? Or?
You know, local government, Republican or Democrat, you pick up trash the same way. You fix potholes the same way. You know, it comes down to residents want you to knock on their door. They want you to ask for their vote. So there have been times when the council's been all Republican. There's been times when there's I don't think it's ever been all Democrat as long as I've been around. But, you know, right now it's a split. There are 5 Democrats and 2 Republicans on council.
And is it a mayor-council rule?
It's a mayor-council. So I am it's a strong mayor form of government. But we all have an equal vote, so I get to vote on everything. We pretty much work everything by committee. So we have different committees. Rather than all of us trying to do everything all the time, we have a roads committee, we have a buildings and grounds, we have a sewer committee, we have a water committee, and the committees then do the work and make the recommendations to the full council.
And everyone is able to work together? Is that what you just said? Wait, we're recording this. It's live.
It is, absolutely. You know, for me, and I'm sure someone will get mad at me for saying it, I want people that care about the community and want to do what's best for the community. That's what I care about, you know, when people get elected. It's a part-time job, but it's a lot of work. You know, there's an expectation that people have that you're going to take care of things, that you're going to respond. Right before you walked in, I was responding to a Facebook message I had gotten from a resident with a couple of different issues in it. It's one of those things, as long as you're responding, you may not be able to fix everything, but showing that you care and that you're going to do the best you can is really what makes the role and makes the job important.
And I know people are surprised always to hear that's a part-time job, because you're always accessible. And you attend a lot of events and functions, but you also walk around the street. And I see you a lot sometimes running on Sunday morning, and you'll be walking with your family or just
now that the weather's warmer, I can go back out. I hibernate in the winter. I'm not a cold weather person in any way, shape, or form.
But you are very accessible. You attend town events. You attend different organization events, and you're just present.
Yeah, I care about it. Anything that I get involved in are programs that are important to me. You know, when I left the division, I stayed close to a lot of the programs that I supported while I was there because their mission is aligned with my mission. And being able to, you know, I can't take credit for all the amazing activities that happen in town. I mean, I know that everyone assumes that it's mayor and council or the town that's doing it. It really is the community that comes together and puts on all of these absolutely amazing events. And, you know, we get involved with them because we believe in them, you know, and it gives back to our community.
And we talk a lot about on this show about the power of small business owners mm-hmm. and the struggles. And my guest that canceled today is actually a Clinton business owner. And she Ignite Beauty Bar.
Yes.
And, you know, we were always talking about the challenges and the opportunities that you have being a business owner or self-employed. There's so many things that you do sometimes to help the community. And it's great to have these smaller shops, as you do in Clinton, on the main drag there.
It really is. You know, I grew up in Clinton, so for me it's home. To have my kids experience the same kind of growing up that I did, I think is so important. You know, too many towns have lost their ability to create a community environment, and we do all we can to make sure that Clinton remains a very close community and welcoming to everyone that wants to visit.
And I think that's really important, and I think it's part of respecting the people that you serve.
Absolutely.
There are many, we could name counties and towns locally and, you know, far away in New Jersey where there's no leadership. The council and the town are not communicating. They're not pushing the needs of the residents forward. They're fighting and...
It's unfortunate.
It is.
Yes,
because everyone loses.
Absolutely. No one wins in those situations. You can't... Public service is an avocation, not a vocation. You know, you can't get into public service thinking you're going to get rich or have this, grand experience. I pick up trash. You know, there are plenty of weekends when we've had events going on in the trunk of my car. If anyone were to look in the trunk of my car, I have a box of trash can liners so that when it needs to be done, I will go out. I got my gloves, I got my liners, and I will change trash cans.
Well, and that's leadership, and I think that's why so many people appreciate your leadership style, that there's no job that you're not willing to do or, you know, that you wouldn't ask someone else to do.
Right. No, that is absolutely true.
And I think absolute power corrupts, absolutely. And
yes, so it does.
I think that's some of the issues. People think that they get elected for a position of power and not the right reasons.
Power's a perception.
Absolutely.
It really is.
All right. Now, we do have something exciting to announce on this show. I'm just trying to see where we are with time, if we have to do a commercial break here, which we don't have to. So do you want to do an announcement?
Sure.
All right, everyone, and our Facebook Live here. You're going to hear it for the first time on our show.
So May 13th, I will be starting a weekly program on Hunterdon Chamber Radio called Straight Talk with Mayor Janice Kovach. And the objective is to really talk about issues impacting our communities, whether it's legislation. Perfect example is the DEP is right now looking to do reclassification of C1 streams and rivers, and that is going to have a major impact on many towns, not just in Hunterdon, but throughout the state. And if not everyone's aware of it, you know, you may not think it doesn't impact you initially, but if all of a sudden you have whether it's a brook or part of the river in your backyard and you want to do something and you now have a 300-foot buffer requirement that will stop you from doing it, guess what? We need to talk about these things. So that's one of the issues that we will be talking about. We're going to talk about some fun stuff, filming in Hunterdon County, and the fact that New Jersey has provided tax incentives for TV and film to come into the state. So hopefully we'll get to see some of that. We're going to talk about affordable housing. We're going to talk about issues that not everyone understands and trying to do it in a straight talk way. And what does it mean to the individual resident or business owner for that matter?
And that is one of the challenges of rural life, living in a rural area, is how do you – there's – first of all, we always have the distrust between the federal government, state government.
Right.
If people see or hear something from the feds or even from, unfortunately, in these times from the state, they don't want to pay attention. So they do have to hear it locally.
Right.
In order to pay attention. And it is hard to get the word out. You know, we have populations that don't have access to Facebook or the internet. You know, just making sure that you're able to connect with people. We had a discussion recently about, do you remember the, I'm going to age myself here, but I'm going to do it anyway. It's worth it. So do you remember the old bulletin boards, like the community
yes.
bulletin boards?
Absolutely.
At the A&P?
Yes.
You would go there and there'd be a babysitter and,
right.
You know, whatever you needed, dog walker, everything.
He still has one at the Clinton Bagel Shop.
They do?
Well, not a bulletin board, but he does put stuff up if anyone asks if they can put stuff up.
That was like you learned everything about the community
yes.
right there. And so it must be hard to make sure you're reaching out.
Well, and there are individuals who don't, you know, like to your point, that don't have access to a computer or the internet. You know, it's one of the things you struggle with. Do you print a newsletter? You know, we put a newsletter together quarterly. We stopped mailing for a while because of the cost involved. But how do we, you know, go back and ensure that we're getting to everyone and everyone has an equal opportunity and equal access?
It's really difficult. And you also compete with the county.
Yes.
With information and, oh, I thought I saw this and it was, you know, from another form of government. And it's really hard to coordinate all of that.
And you have the telephone game where, you know, one person shares something but doesn't get it straight. And by the time it gets down to me, it's like, no, that's not what we're doing in any way, shape, or form.
And it is a different environment to be able to communicate with the public. With social media, you're available 24/7.
Yes.
And I notice on your page often you'll say, you know, I'm happy to respond, but, you know, redirecting people to the appropriate party
yes.
or how to make a complaint or the process for
right.
that.
Yeah. Well, and that's really all they want. They want to make sure that you've seen what they had to say and that you've acknowledged it. And whether or not it's you or someone else that's going to be responding and taking care of it, that's what they're looking for.
And people want to be heard.
Absolutely.
And it's really important. Sometimes it's just a response that they feel that, you know, they need.
You've acknowledged.
Yeah. And that's all they need. They just need an acknowledgement that, you know, someone cares.
Yes. Yes. And most of us really do care and take everything that residents say to heart. You know, it's interesting. New Jersey, you talk about being a home rule state and that we have home rule in our communities, but yet we are so regulated by state statute that there are things that we can't do, and then there is bureaucracy that we have to deal with. And no one gets more frustrated with bureaucracy than I do.
Well,
as the governor's office will attest to.
Well, you know when it's unnecessary.
Right.
So I think that goes for something. And it really is, you know, people always laugh at me, you know, writing letters, my letter campaign or my email campaign.
Goes a long way.
It does. And I always go right to the top because, you know, you try to resolve something, you try to resolve
yes.
it. And when you don't, you have to go to the commissioner's office. You have to go to.
Absolutely.
There's
they leave
no,
you no
other
choice. Way to do it. Right.
So you just wish they didn't. But when you don't get a response, and you have something important to say or a concern no one's paying attention to. And I think that's why people appreciate Clinton Township because, or the town of Clinton, because they're able to get an acknowledgement. They're able
yes.
to get feedback. Feedback is really important to our whole learning and experiences through life is to get that feedback.
Absolutely.
And I think people need it.
They need it. They want it. It you know, with an environment where something is being thrown at you constantly and it can be overwhelming, for anyone to take time and respond the courtesy of a response back is, and you may not agree, you may not be able to give them what they want, but to your point, it's the acknowledgement. It is recognizing that there is something that, you know, should be done or can be done or can't be done, but there might be something else we can do.
And I'd like to highlight right now something you did recently in this past year. So around the holiday time, starting in late October, early November, it was really difficult to get around in the town of Clinton with the extra holiday shoppers.
Right.
And instead of just saying, oh, it's, you know, we have more cars or this will be, you know, just, you know, live with this.
Right.
You actually had the Department of Transportation come and figure out the flow of traffic in the downtown area. And they actually adjusted it.
They did. Well, we had an issue with the light over at exit 15.
Exactly.
And they... I'm assuming it was one of the storms that knocked it out, but there was a, all of a sudden I started seeing traffic backing up and I said, I know that there's not a reason for this to be happening. Yes, there's more traffic because of the holidays. And they were extremely responsive. I made the phone call. I did have the police go out so that they could verify that it wasn't, you know, just crazy Mayor Kovach.
Absolutely.
Complaining about something.
No, absolutely.
But they did. They came out and they recalibrated all of the lights to alleviate a lot of that pressure.
And it really did a great job. It really did, because it was starting to get to the point where I'd be like, oh, I'm going to avoid that area.
Yes.
And that's not what you want for
no,
your shopkeepers.
Not at all.
Especially, you know, during that time period when you could spend a little extra money in
right.
the downtown area.
No, it really was. And I have to say, every time I've dealt with Trenton as far as needing to get something done. And listen, they don't always give me what I want, but they are at least responsive when I make the phone call and I reach out. And if they can't do something, they'll explain why. And then I'll explain why I need them to still do it.
I'm sure that goes really well.
It does.
All right, I'm going to do some commercials here because we're still paying the bills and getting caught up, and I want to be able to make sure all of our sponsors for Hunterdon County Chamber are able to learn, you know, tell their story a little bit, and we'll get these ads on, and then we'll be back here in the studio. This is Georgine Trinkle at Hot in Hunterdon.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
All right, so here we are. I'm going to do one more commercial, and we're going to switch spots here. And then when we be back, the mayor is going to be the host, and I'm going to be a call-in guest.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And Georgine is going to call us, so let's see if we can get this down right. So, hello. Oh, wait a minute! I got to put the thing up. Okay, are you there?
Are we good?
Oh, I can hear you. Talk a little louder.
Okay, you have me on the radio.
I have you on. Well, I have this. The microphone up, so I'm helping okay. you.
Okay. So for our listeners on our podcast, At a Leader Time, not watching us live, we're playing musical hosts today to do a little testing here in the studio to make it a little more exciting. So I think we're good then.
I think we did it. I think we survived. All right.
Is he listening to you? Is that Mark?
That's Mark, yes. All right. So we're going to get situated again. So what do you want to hear about when we start our program? What do you want to hear about?
I want to hear about really some of the local issues. So I want to know more about what's happening in Trenton. And I don't want to have to do the research myself.
Oh, there's a lot happening in Trenton. Maybe we can find some positives there.
I think that would be great. And I think that there's so many things that are coming out. We feel that people are accountable in Trenton. So
yes.
I think it would be really great if you could demonstrate some of that accountability. And I can give you some examples. So the Economic Development Authority.
Yes.
What is going on with that? What is happening? We don't even know how the past person got fired or didn't get fired. Or
you know, that's a good question. I don't know that they've put a report together yet on the – are you talking about the SDA?
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know that they've done a report yet, and that is something – so there's that. There is the task force that's been charged with looking at the EDA credits. Right.
So I want to know that my local government is paying attention and has a pulse on these things.
Yes.
This all impacts our tax dollars.
It does. And there's so much that goes on. I mean, I look at it each day, and sometimes I feel overwhelmed. You know, I'm not quite sure what I'm going to wake up to in the morning. You know, marijuana, the cannabis legislation, and where that's going to go. You know, and how that's going to expand, if it's going to go to recreational, if it's going to go to just medical. When that all started coming about, I spent a lot of time researching just to understand the industry. Because, you know, you grew up with it just like I did, you know, stay away from drugs, all drugs. Technically, marijuana is still a, in New Jersey, but federally, it's a controlled substance. Right.
And so, yeah, I don't know about the classes you went to, but at Fairleigh, federal government, the state did
right.
not supersede federal law. So, you know, even understanding that, I
yes.
think is, you know, interesting. It was always
Right. Exactly. Well, and that's the interesting thing, right? Because you've got now states that are non-compliant. You've got California, Colorado, Washington, Oregon, now Massachusetts. You know, how is that? It's going to be interesting to see how some of this stuff plays out. And now you've got federal legislation to make cannabis a legal drug.
Right. But it's not legal yet.
Right.
So sometimes I want to call Fair News and connect with you
right.
In this environment. And I think it's important to know also, so some counties have been really encouraged to know that they have decided to do a resolution where there can't be marijuana growing in the county or in the town. You know, I think information like that is important. People, you know, want to know that they do have some local control.
Yes. Well, and then it's reading the 200-page bill that addresses cannabis.
And knowing that somewhere in that bill there is some piece that was written a certain way that will be interpreted a different way that will have another impact.
As we've been going through it, you know, I've spent a lot of time as because I'm also second vice president of the League of Municipalities. So we've had a lot of conversation, and this is one of those – this is. Everyone's got their personal opinions on it. Every town is kind of treating it differently. So we're not telling anyone how to do it. All we want to do is understand the bill. And nothing is black and white.
And I think a lot of people would agree that want to see the social injustice of the convictions of marijuana.
Yes. Yes. Right. I think, you know, I think it's interesting because when you look at the different studies, so decriminalization is obviously high on the list for a lot of people, as is the medical. But when it comes to the recreational, you see a mixed bag. Now, depending on how you look at the different studies done, there seems to be a more of a tolerance for recreational marijuana. But I also get the sense that no one wants it in their backyard.
I think that's true. And I think people are just trying to understand the inconsistent messaging.
Yes.
And even if you look at the addiction now, I know the Cumberland County, just like nearby counties, they have a lot of youth to try to avoid through station house adjustments, to the juvenile detention offerings.
Right. Right. And whether or not you get any, you know, the products that don't give you any sort of a high from it. You know, there are obviously some lotions that people will use that you don't get it's not psychotropic, in any way, but yet there's a benefit, a health benefit, because now you're not taking something, you know, an over-the-counter, a leave or Tylenol, but you're using something else that's also supposed to help as well. There's just so many different pieces to it. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
So we definitely want to make sure that we have enough data. And I think that, you know, hearing about what's going on is a way to alleviate the distractions that come from all these different messaging that we get. And not all of it is true.
Right. No, that's my goal. If we can you know, I don't want to make the entire agenda for the radio program. I really want it to be driven by what people want to hear about and what they think is important. Because obviously I look at things from a much different perspective as an elected official, but yet a, you know, someone who is just reading the news or hearing something on the news doesn't always have all of the information. So, you know, what I will be doing is putting out on my Facebook kind of a, what do you want to hear about? What's important to you? What are the issues that are you think are impacting your community?
Absolutely. And I think if people start to know, they could tune in.
Yes.
And the different events that are always happening, it would be a great way to segue that. So we better get to our commercials now.
Yes. So
we're going to do a commercial break, and then we will be back in the studio.
All right. So that is, I just pushed the number.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
In the studio for our last 5 minutes or so. I've so enjoyed talking to you as I always do. I know we often have an opportunity to talk about some of the community things, and it's always a pleasure. And I love the River Town Festival. I guess that's coming up.
This year we're not doing a full film festival this year. We're going to probably do a couple of small one-day things.
Okay, one great.
Day events.
Maybe you could come on and tell us about that.
Absolutely.
We'd love to hear that. And we love walking around Clinton. It's one of the most amazing places.
Thank you.
You know, just the way you're treated, and so is parking, and all different lots all over. You can walk everywhere. I really enjoy the library.
Yes.
Using the library. I know it's a county facility, but I think what makes that library so great is where it's located.
It is. And, you know, everyone goes, you can walk there. That's what's great about Clinton, is you can just walk everywhere.
It is great. And we are so glad you could talk about your radio show here.
I'm so excited about it. Thank you.
And we're going to definitely tune into that and share some of your broadcasts. So Thanks for being with us. We always put the news on around and get to our commercials around 4:58 or so, because when Chris does our podcast, when they're not exact, there's always an issue. And the podcasts are really are a great way for people, if they can't listen live, to find out a little bit later about that.
Absolutely.
All right. So that wraps up our hour here in the studio. And we hope everyone has a great tax day. And I'm telling you, if you need to find out what post offices will stamp it and through midnight, you better go online and check it out. Of life's ups and downs, but fate's been kind. The downs have been few. I guess you could say that I've been lucky. I guess you could say that it's all because of you. If anyone should ever write my life story,
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
While en route to Minnesota, President Trump watched the Notre Dame Cathedral on fire.
I will tell you, the fire that they're having at the Notre Dame Cathedral is something like few people have witnessed.
Emergency workers in Paris are fighting to save the priceless artwork inside. Recent renovations are likely to blame for the massive blaze. Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar says she's gotten death threats following a tweet from President Trump. The president retweeted a video reportedly dismissing the 9/11 attacks. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she's talked to Capitol Police about keeping Omar safe while demanding the president take the video down. The president then tweeted that Pelosi has lost all control of Congress and said before she defends Omar, she should take a look at the Congresswoman's history. This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
A tragedy at a college in New York. A student who was just weeks from graduating from Fordham University, which is a Catholic school in New York City, has died after a 30-foot fall from the campus clock tower early on Sunday morning.
Supposedly, it's like a tradition apparently for seniors to like sneak into the tower and climb up, and they're trying to like get good views of the city.
It's believed the 22-year-old woman fell through an opening in one of the stairway landings. With his original deadline for the IRS to turn over President Trump's tax returns now passed without compliance, House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Richard Neal is upping the demand on Capitol Hill. In the latest letter, Neal relied heavily on case law, citing that he believed that the Democrats have a clear objective. He said that they believe they are fully within their rights to get the president's tax returns. He also said the committee has set another hard deadline for the IRS to meet, April 23rd by 5 p.m. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheets Special. You'll find out all about them and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheets Special, use my promo code USA.
A study finds a diabetes drug is showing promise in treating related kidney disease. The study, which was published in the New England Journal of Medicine, finds the drug Invokana, which is used to control blood sugar, can prevent or slow kidney disease in people with type 2 diabetes, lowering by 30% the risk of kidney failure, the need for dialysis, or a kidney transplant. Type 2 diabetes can damage the kidneys over time. Diabetes-related kidney disease is responsible for nearly 500,000 people needing dialysis and for thousands of kidney transplants each year. A couple of presidential candidates are on the campaign trail speaking about health care. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent.
During an interview on NBC's Meet the Press, Washington State's Democratic governor and presidential candidate, Jay Inslee, was asked if he's making a run for the White House to prove a point about climate change or if he thinks focusing on that issue is the best path to the Democratic nomination.
I believe it is the best path because people are coming to realize the urgency of this. It's actually tied with health care as the number one priority of voters in Iowa, and for good reason. I was just in Hamburg, Iowa, a little town that's been there since 1858, never been flooded before. Now it's been underwater.
Democratic Congressman and presidential candidate Eric Swalwell explained that his support of Medicare for All does not mean he's in favor of private insurance going away.